Tim Versalotti is director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, and a very, very bright man. Tim, I guess I wanted to ask you to begin with here today about Mitch McConnell and the Homeland Security issue and what's going on.
Recently, a part of the Patriot Act came up for renewal that governed how the National Security Agency gains access to phone records as it monitors patterns in communication and tries to anticipate terrorist threats. A provision in the Patriot Act that allowed the NSA to gather these phone records on its own came up for renewal, and Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky and a presidential candidate and an ardent libertarian who has great concern about infringement on civil liberties as the United States government and continues in its fight against terror, filibustered this extension of this provision and eventually forced its expiration. The Senate could not move on legislation to extend this power for the NSA, and so once that power expired, the NSA is now in a position where it needs to get a court order in order to get a look at phone records. The phone companies, of course, continue to keep the records, but now the NSA has to make a case before a judge before it can take a look at phone records. Now, this set up a clash between Rand Paul, the junior senator from Kentucky, and the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the senior senator from Kentucky. And it was fascinating because McConnell had been Senate Minority Leader for many years, had been working to get the majority and have his control over the agenda in the Senate. And this really highlighted how Senate discipline, how party discipline is beginning or continues to break down in that institution, that the majority leader could not head off an attempt by the junior senator from his own state to lock up the Senate, to tie up the Senate, and allow a key law to expire. It highlighted that Senator McConnell has a tough task on his hands. As another Republican once said, Trent Lott, former senator from Mississippi, marshaling votes in the Senate is like herding cats, and McConnell found that out the hard way on this issue.
And he's in a bad spot because what he doesn't want to do is alienate his own voters in the state who are for the other guy.
Absolutely.
And that is a tough thing for that fellow to deal with. I wanted to ask you about people and security, playing off of that. And that is, it's always seemed to me that number one concern for many Americans, number one is being safe. So here comes McConnell versus Paul, and that is an interesting play out. In your polling, how salient does safety become to the average voter?
If you look at poll data right after the 9/11 attacks, where the trade-off between safety and personal privacy was played out, Americans, by and large, erred on the side of safety. Want to take a look at our phone records? No problem. Want to take a look at our emails? Not a problem. It was driven in part by fear, by worry, and the willingness to sacrifice that privacy if that meant the country was safe from future terrorist attacks. That dynamic has changed in the 14 years since 9/11. As we've gotten further and further away from those attacks, people have become less and less willing to give up their privacy in the interest of national security. And I think a couple of things are going on there. One is just a sort of lulling into a sense of security, false or not, because we haven't had a major attack since then. But I think another part is we're becoming more and more aware of the fragility of privacy. How often do we hear news reports of major data breaches these days? Think about it. The entire federal personnel record system was breached recently. 4 million federal employees had their private information open for inspection. And people are becoming more and more aware of that. You ask folks, and it's not hard to come up with people who have said, oh, yeah, I got a call from my credit card company the other day. Someone was trying to use the card for something. It's become much more front and center for people. What was theoretical, what was abstract in the past in terms of violations of privacy, less so now. More and more people are having these experiences, and so they're revisiting and rethinking this trade-off between privacy and security.
It also cuts, interestingly, on the Democratic, Republican, conservative, liberal spectrum. You know, liberals don't like it, but you remember what the argument in the Second Amendment cases have all been about. It's about security. It's about we want our guns, not because we want to get home invaders, but because we think the government is at some point going to come and get us. So that there is this right-wing perspective also on what the government can do to us.
That's right. Strange bedfellows. But, and again, during this recent dust-up over the extension of this part of the Patriot Act, we did see people on the left and the right finding common cause on this and saying the government has no business being in our personal affairs, having access to our phone records. And it's one of the few areas of public policy where we do see some bipartisanship from the left and the right.
I did want to ask you about polling and President Obama. How's he doing?
It depends. In terms of the economy, he's doing well. The most recent jobs report for the month of May, very robust, 280,000 new jobs created. Unemployment rate ticked up only because more people are getting into the workforce, which is the sign of a healthy economy.
But do people recognize that, and are they willing to say he's doing well?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you ask people, do you approve of the job that President Obama is doing managing the economy, he scores well these days. Foreign policy is a different issue, though. There are a couple of things going on here. People have a growing concern about Iraq, about ISIL, about have we let Iraq slip away, and also continuing concern about Vladimir Putin and his ambitions in Eastern Europe. There's a sense that in terms of management of foreign policy, President Obama has not done a very good job. And so when you ask people to assess the president, it really does vary by the policy domain that you're asking about.
It's always great to talk to our friend Tim Versalotti, who's the director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, and a guy who always makes sense, at least to me he does. So, Tim, thank you so much for being with us. It was a wonderful conversation.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, Alan.